This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Columbus police say they've reached their goal of equipping patrol officers with body cameras. The goal of getting 1,400 officers wearing the devices seemed ambitious at best 18 months ago, when just 12 officers had cameras. But now it's been completed. I sat down with Chief Kim Jacobs to see how the rollout is going. Remind us when and how these cameras are used.
So we have a pretty comprehensive policy that was created with the help of a citizen committee. Deputy Director George Speaks formed the committee a couple years ago, and they started talking about what they thought would be a model policy. They looked at other policies from across the country. They developed a plan to turn them on basically whenever officers have contact with community members in any type of an enforcement action, call for service, self-initiated stop, anything that could then turn into adversarial as well. So it's comprehensive. So they're turning it on practically all of their interactions, minus the ones that are for, you know, public meetings and various other things.
Are officers properly trained on how to use these cameras? There was some criticism in the case of Kareem Jones, whose death last year was captured on a retroactive 60-second soundless recording from a body cam. His family said the lack of sound created an ambiguity, a problem that would have been solved by officers turning on their cameras earlier.
So I can't talk too much about that particular case, but there's a definitely a certain amount of muscle memory that has to occur before anybody remembers to turn something on in a critical situation. Those officers had only been given their cameras 2 weeks prior to. So I have no issues with what happened in that particular situation. One of the officers had the presence of mind to turn his camera on immediately upon the critical incident. So to me, yes, you asked the question, are we properly training them? Absolutely. They've been trained not only in the mechanics of it, but in the policy of it.
When Ginther originally proposed the cameras nearly 3 years ago, he said that they would strengthen the relationship between the police and the community. In your view, has that happened?
Well, I think that right now a lot of people in the community want that transparency that they believe cameras bring to it. And so there are a number of people that, if they're paying attention, realize that we have nothing to hide. We're recording all of our interactions that need to be recorded. I think there are some people that are still concerned, though, about their privacy being violated by, you know, us wearing a camera in their home, in their business, and various other things. And we've heard from a couple of them, and we've made some adjustments, especially with regard to leaving them on in hospitals during guard duties. But I believe it's hard to measure, you know, measuring the strength of a relationship. So it's just a matter of, are we doing what we think is a best practice at this point in time? And I have to say, yes, I do.
There's also been some controversy that's arisen from body cam footage. One captured an officer threatening to, quote, choke the life out of a suspect. Have body cams showed you the need for change within the department at all?
So controversy only in the sense that, you know, it came to our attention via the body camera, but we took care of it. I mean, we addressed it. That's the whole point of having this type of information, is whether or not we're going to respond appropriately once we do find out something. And I believe that we have responded appropriately. It's very difficult to have every single one of your actions critically reviewed on a regular basis. Very few professions ever have to deal with that. You know, we have to remind officers to turn it off when they go to the bathroom. So that's the kind of scrutiny that they have to deal with. So I believe that we are learning about our officers in many ways.
Chief Kim Jacobs, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Certainly. Thank you very much.